MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
All right, let's move on to media now. And in an age of streaming, short-form video and endless tiny screens, the big screen, I read, still holds a powerful place in the lives of the South African consumer. Brandmap's latest survey shows that movies rank third among favorite pastimes, with nearly 9 million adults going to the cinema and millions of them regular or even fanatical about the experience. Despite the cost of living crisis, moviegoing appears resilient. It's fueled by loyalty deals, partnerships, and that irreplaceable magic, I guess, of the cinema experience. Well, let's wade into this. Let's lift the curtain, so to speak. Brandon de Kock is with me, Director of Storytelling at Brandmap. It's an interesting one, Brandon, and welcome to you. Why do movies still rank so high among our list of favorite pastimes?
Hi there, Jeremy. Thanks for having me again. Yeah, this is an interesting one. I think it's very much an example of that IRL thing, you know, the in real life that we all forget. I think as humans, we're so obsessed with the digital world that we forget that there really is something quite cerebral about the old way of doing things. And cinema is definitely one of those things. When you think about it, it's a fairly unique experience. You know, it's just not like sitting at home and watching something or watching something on your cell phone. It has an experience about it. It's probably a poor analogy, but I mean, it's a little bit like going and watching a live music concert as opposed to sitting at home and listening on your, you know, on your hi-fi. So I think there's definitely that aspect to it. There is a bit of magic still about the movies. Mm.
I agree with you that it is a unique experience, but you'll agree with me that it can be an expensive one, particularly if a family is going.
Sure, and I think that's kind of the big obstacle. But it has been, remember, this is not a new issue. I remember, when the blockbusters of the world first opened up, you know, there was that huge thought in everyone's head, what are the movies going to do? You know, are they going to halve their prices in order to fill the cinema, or are they going to double their prices in order to make up the loss? And I think if you go all the way back, you'll probably find that it was more like the latter. You know, there's no doubt that cinema increased its prices to try and make up the shortfall, and they're still there. So it is a spoil. There's no doubt about that. I think there are very few people who can afford to go to the movies as regularly as we used to, maybe, you know, 25 years ago. So yes, it's a bit of a luxury. It's still a reasonably affordable luxury. You know, I mean, and I do like this new vibe that some of the guys are doing, where they're bringing back the old classic movies for sort of 50, 60 rand a ticket. You know, there were some very good movies made over the years, and it's quite nice to go and watch some of them again in the big. I actually watched E.T. at Kirsten Bosch Gardens a couple of years ago, and it was a fabulous and slightly bizarre experience, but it was great. You know?
I'm glad you used, it was a good movie. I'm glad, Brandon, you used the word blockbusters. 9 million people going to the cinema, that's a lot of people. Yeah. Is it the blockbuster? Is it the type of content that brings it back, or is it something more than that?
Well, I think if you look at the box office figures, yes. I mean, obviously the big movies, you know, the kind of the F1s and the DC Comics movies and these kind of things are probably still in the like 20 million take range. But, you know, a really good local movie is still somewhere in the sort of 8 to 10 million rand box office takings range. So, you know, there's, yes, I think is the answer to your question. I mean, the big international movies are obviously what it's all about. But there is still, there's an enormous amount of local content going down at the moment. There's some fabulous filmmaking happening in Africa, and South Africa in particular. And there is definitely support. But the issue just is how many people are likely to go and watch, you know, more than one movie a month, let's put it that way. And the answer to that is, of the 9 million, there are probably only about 2.5 million people in South Africa in the consumer class who are monthly moviegoers. So I think they're probably quite picky about what they go and watch.
So, Brandon, you talk about E.T. I'm very excited. Tomorrow night on Netflix, the Thursday Murder Club drops, and I can't wait. But serious question, streaming is, whether it's in the short or medium term, is threatening cinema, or do consumers see them as complementary?
So I think that there's the evidence would be that that movies are the driving force, right? It's the fact that they play such a massive part in our lives. You know, when you said earlier, you started by saying it's the It's the third biggest thing people are interested in. I mean, that's third only to music and travel. You know, it is a massive piece of life for people is watching movies. And I think that all that's happened is same as any other medium. You know, the menu has just widened. So I don't know if this resonates with you, but I mean, I certainly won't go and watch something at the cinema that I think I can watch just as happily on Netflix when it comes out. You know what I mean? If it's a drama or something. Mm. But the moment it's a big screen experience, you know, the moment blooming...
it's got to be an occasion, yeah.
Yeah, you know, if Tom Cruise is flying around in an aeroplane, it's not a great experience on my iPhone, you know?
Yeah.
It's a great experience. Then I'm willing to actually pay the money. And I think that's why those DC comics and the Marvel comics kind of movies obviously have such allure. They obviously are very different on the big screen. So it's horses for courses stuff. But I guess the what we were trying to show with this story is just that it's not one of those, oh, it's an old traditional medium and it's dying. It's just found a different place and a different level. But you know, people are still definitely going to the movies.
So. It's found a different place and a different level, but there's also a new operating model. And I'm thinking about loyalty programs and discount deals. And that sure. would have an impact on attendance, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we see the footprint of something like Steer Kinnicore's program. It's about 12% of the loyalty share. So 12% of people who use loyalty are members of Steer Kinnicore Club. And those kind of platforms, that loyalty idea definitely works in cinema's favor, you know. Once you're part of the platforms, you start getting really good deals once off. You know, you can, for the price of a normal ticket, you can chuck in a Coke and a popcorn as well kind of thing. And I think it's a big play for them. If I was in the movie business, I'd certainly be squeezing and leveraging that loyalty mechanism as hard as I could. So yeah, and again, there are good deals to be had out of that, you know. And we're all getting better at using loyalty programs and understanding them. And yeah, I think it's a good way to go and see more movies is to join up with one of these.
So what does the data say about younger audiences? Are they still loyal to the big screen, or is it just people like you and me who go and watch E.T. at Kirstenbosch?
So funny enough, younger people are actually more likely to be what we call a fanatic, or we call a cinema goer. People who are going, you know, like six times a year or more, so once every 2 months. And the group most likely to do that are actually 25 to 35 year olds. So, you know, and the second most likely group are the under 25s. Mm. So I think that plays back into that in real life thing. You know, there's for younger consumers, you know, we speak down a lot of the times about the younger generations and their appreciation of life and the world and in real terms. I think there's a massive desire on their part to engage with the real world, to be part of something, to sit in a controllable crowd and, you know, enjoy an experience together, go with your mates. You know, it's a very different experience, and it definitely appeals to young people. Yeah, so we don't see that. If anything, older people are less likely to be going to the movies as often.
Brandon de Kock, thank you very much indeed, Director of Storytelling at Brandmap.